With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Looking to be a plumber or HVAC technician? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Yo.
We actually work the weekends.
Yep.
That's right.
Back
been a long
to the
time
roots.
To work the weekends.
Honestly, other than pregame shows, we haven't worked the weekends probably until what? Probably 1996, something like that.
It goes back a ways.
Yeah. Crazy. So, but it was fun, actually. It gives us something to do. I know I talked about this with Grant, and I've talked about it with you guys, that this is kind of the highlight of my day. You know, I've always enjoyed our job, but getting up's a pain and everything. But after this, it's just like killing time until tomorrow.
I wouldn't classify it as fun.
Really?
Well, I mean, there was nothing to talk about. If I didn't book three guests, I would have really struggled through it. There literally was nothing to talk about.
We had zero guests. Yeah, we just chatted.
We probably just talked Corona for 3 hours.
Well, we really didn't. But Grant's in a situation where he and his wife, they have already a contract down on a new house. Their house is going up for sale this week.
Actually,
can you imagine?
Grant called in.
Yeah, he called into our show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because we were talking about Trent, and so he called in to clarify a couple things. So
he was like triple dipping.
He killed a good 6 minutes for us.
But we did like 25 minutes with Dave Richard.
Yes.
Typically, we're supposed to break at like 15.
Yeah,
but actually, he was excellent.
Bet.
Dave's money.
Dave was awesome.
Is Dave of the opinion that there's going to be no football season?
No.
I don't know if we
didn't
asked
really
him
get
that.
Into that with him.
Yeah.
We just talked about rankings. And
I think he's hopeful. Yeah, he's still putting out his rankings.
Yeah, everyone's hopeful.
Well, did you see Ron Rivera? I guess he's gone on record. And Grant, by the way, had a great suggestion that I didn't realize that show on Amazon that covers a team throughout the season, it's kind of like a Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm. All or Nothing, I believe
All
it's
or Nothing, I think it's called, something like that. That they did the Panthers in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he brought up a great point, and he said he watched it because he wanted to kind of get a vibe for Scott Turner and Ron Rivera. So that's going to be my homework. For this
remember,
week.
Though, we played a clip from that where people got really fired up where Rivera laid into the team and just grilled them at halftime.
And they got beat by 50.
And then they got beaten worse in the
second
half.
That was a Steeler game.
You
know
what you got to do, what you got to do.
That's fine, but it's still going to give you insight into sort of
the
dynamic.
People get fired up for the fiery speeches all the time.
Hey, sometimes you give the paddles to a patient and they just don't respond.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes that happens. I mean,
right,
what are you going to do?
I just want to get a feel for the personalities.
Yeah, but look, it's not bad. I started watching Tiger King because I think we're going to have somebody on from Tiger King in the next couple of days. Cakes, of course, has been talking about it big time. He's a big Joe Exotic guy. And then Eric started watching it.
To me,
it was not a ringing endorsement that he said the first two times he watched it, he fell asleep.
Right? Did you finish
it?
I did finish it, yeah.
Okay. I was finally able to watch some
TV. How would you grade it?
Last night.
I give it a B plus. I mean, it's definitely interesting. To me, it drags on too long. I mean, all the characters in there are weirdos.
Oh,
they're fascinating.
If you're in the big cat game, you're just full on weird.
If you're into
just,
sort of illegal exotic animals,
yeah, if you're in that
private
trade,
zoos,
yeah.
I mean, you are a freak.
If you have like a broken down like toy store in the middle of Oklahoma and you have a lemur in a cage jumping around in your toy store. You're just a weird person.
They're like carnival barkers. They're the people, you know what I mean? That's What do you call Johnny's?
I pointed this out to, I think it was my daughter.
Yeah.
The people that work at those parks, not the people that own them.
Yeah.
The rank and file donks that are, you know, like cleaning the cages and tending for the animals. Getting their arms bitten off. I would say lower on the rung than a carnival barker. They just seem like the most strung out, weird bunch, like just right on the fringes of society.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are working at all of those animal
so
parks.
So Dina had to watch it over and over because I had to keep restarting it because I'm just exhausted, so I'd fall asleep during it. But yeah. I persevered. I got through it. I have to say, I think it's about 2 hours too long. It drags on a bit.
Right. How many total episodes?
I think it's seven.
Yeah. Okay. I've watched about an episode and a half. That's the only thing I got to watch on TV, really.
It starts
weekend.
To get good in the second and third, in my opinion, where it starts to all of a sudden you just see everyone's crazy. Everyone, I mean.
But I somewhat get it. Like, I'm not personally interested, but it harked me back to Jason and that little tiger. Remember we took pictures at a Super Bowl where Jason was holding the tiger?
Sure. Yeah, I love it. Probably was that guy bringing it.
It might have been. Who knows?
That guy, Doc. Not Doc Joe Exotic. Antle. But yeah. Doc. But all those guys have like weird sex fetishes. Like,
yeah.
like that Doc Antle guy, clearly a swinger, is running some sort of cult. There's no question about it.
He's all like a borderline polygamist.
Yeah. The Joe Exotica, or whatever his name was, Joe Exotic, he clearly was using drugs and the lure of the animals to turn straight guys into his boyfriends.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. Jason, you got to watch it.
Sounds like a winner.
The entire country is watching it.
We're going to have a producer from...
Is it the old guy that's smoking?
No. So I'm actually Facebook friends with this guy named JT, and I saw him posting about it last week.
Yeah.
And JT worked there from, I think, 2012, 2013, 2014, so kind of before a lot of this footage was shot.
So he worked at Joe Exotic's park in Oklahoma.
Because remember, Joe was doing all those internet videos and all that
stuff? Yeah,
right.
So that's what he was doing. And JT alluded to the fact that the old producer... doing the reality show on there. He's saying that guy's a big liar, stole footage all over the place. And he, from what I can tell from JT, he's a big fan of Joe, says that he's portrayed awful in this documentary. And I think JT even sat down with Netflix and interviewed him a bunch. They just didn't use it because he says he didn't slam Joe like everybody else.
He didn't fit the story.
Right. So I
don't
know.
Clearly Joe's crazy. But I mean, there's no question about it.
But he's talked to Joe, I think, since he's been in jail. So we'll have an update a little bit. From JT tomorrow.
No, that's great. And I don't doubt that the documenter or whatever, the guy that was doing the reality show, he looked like a weirdo. I mean, are you kidding?
He
fit
right
in.
As shady as they come.
Right.
It is amazing, though, just the comfort level that they have with killers. I mean, these 100-pound beasts that could just eat them alive.
The other thing is, who are the parents that are allowing their kids to go to these what seem to be unregulated zoos?
Right.
And then allowing them to pet these tigers inside the cage? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right. It's so weird.
I mean,
but there's a huge market for it. I got a buddy that he went on this trip with his wife to like Thailand and Singapore. He went to a bunch of places. And I think he went to one place.
He took his wife on a sex trip?
No.
Those are noted sex trip destinations.
Understood.
Everybody
knows that. Those are for guys that go solo.
Oh,
those are shady guys that go solo, like our guy Robert.
Right.
he went with his wife, and just one of the stops, I think, was in Thailand. And while he was there, he went behind like a cage to pet this humongous tiger.
And you know that's on. If it's in Thailand, you know it's unregulated.
So, Jason, when you pet the tiger, remind us of the scenario. Was that in Tampa?
That was in Tampa. That was at the players' party.
The players' party.
And was in Tampa.
Was it like?
It was a tiger. It was a cub. It was
It was a tiger cub. Small cub.
It was probably 50 pounds.
And then was it connected to like a chain or something like around its neck? Like what? How was it?
Yeah, I'm sure he had.
Yeah, handler had like a heavy duty leash or.
It wasn't just roaming the party.
I might be able to find a picture by the next break.
Can't remember.
Yeah, it was on a chain.
Do you got a picture there? I might be able to find a picture in the next 5 minutes.
Maybe during the break.
I have no idea where that picture is.
I remember that party vividly. You know who always comes to mind when I think of that party?
David Wells.
No, actually Jack Del Rio.
We didn't
interview Jack, but Jack was right near us and was just like hobnobbing right near where that tiger was, I think.
Is that the same one where you crushed Kurt Warner's hand?
No, I think it was different.
That was different.
I want to say maybe we interviewed Marshall Faulk at that party where the Tiger was.
Yeah.
And like Devin Bush for kind of jumping out at me. Now his kid is playing in the league, by the way.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah. Did you guys see?
We had David Wells on in that show.
Yeah, yeah. Craig was there. Our buddy Craig, who passed, was with us.
Was Tim Couch there? I think he signed a deflated football I had in my office years ago.
Yeah, I think I had a picture with David Wells and Tim Couch.
Right.
One of the biggest busts in NFL draft history.
For the Tiger Cub. And that's just the reality of life is people are intrigued. But I'm with you, EB, in some of those scenes where it's just a family sitting down with their kids and there's a freaking beast two feet away. Like, what are you doing?
They're a bunch of hillbillies. They're just bringing all these hillbillies in.
But think about all the people that went to Siegfried and Roy shows for years.
No,
they're in the cages.
Yeah. No. It's totally insane. But anyway, I got through it. And you got through it. So I'm trying. Are you guys on to Ozark season 3 yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched the entire series.
You did?
Yeah, I killed 4 episodes Saturday and 6 yesterday.
I'm on episode 4. And I think I just finished episode 4. How many episodes are there?
10. It's the best. I mean, I can't believe how much stress there is in one family's life. I mean, there's always something going on.
Well, I'll tell you, Jason, do you catch everything? Because I have to go on Reddit after each episode and read about all of the stuff I missed.
Well, some of the stuff from, season 1 and season 2.
I miss all the callbacks. I have no idea what stuff means. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to go back and watch the first 2 seasons, but just the acting is phenomenal.
Oh, the acting's ridiculous.
I mean, Ruthie's the best.
She's
very good. She loves old school rap. I mean, she loves Wu-Tang Clan. How can you not love her? By the way, Julia Garner is the actress who plays Ruthie. You know who she's married to?
No.
Give me a hint.
Oh, lead singer of somebody?
Lead singer of All the Other Kids with the Pumped Up Kicks.
Foster the People? Ben Foster the People?
She's married to Mark Foster.
Oh, really?
I know
that. So weird how
that's
that
all... That's pretty funny.
No, she's super talented. Laura Linney's unbelievable. She's obviously great. Jason Bateman's great.
I think the kids are great.
Tom Pelfrey. Psycho Snell woman.
She's so good.
She's so scary.
So good. Yeah, I don't love the brother, but I'm sure he's going to play a big role in this season.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. I think he's
He's kind of crazy. I think he's a really good actor.
Jason, can you at least, without spoiling anything, don't spoil Ozark season 3, can you at least tell us, does it leave the door open for Ozark season 4? I would assume yes.
Do you want me to give you that info?
No, don't give that info.
Well, no, just it doesn't end at season 3, right?
Well, do you want that info, Kate?
Because he's going to tell you is one of the main characters gets donked off.
Because
100%.
Because if you know that, you kind of know, who's coming back and who's not.
Yeah.
So if I told you the answer, you would kind of know there are certain characters that are back.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on this, that has to be one of the biggest hits on Netflix, that they're not going to kill it off after just 3 seasons.
They shouldn't. Tiger King was one. Ozark was 2.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. And after I get Ozark done.
I was addicted to it because, my wife's going, yesterday it's beautiful out. Well, not for the whole day, but towards the end of the day. She's like, let's go outside. We need to go outside. Let's at least go on the porch and sit outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, one more episode. It's another 50 minutes.
You couldn't tear yourself away.
I couldn't. And then, she didn't watch. I think she had like 4 or 5 episodes to go last night. She's in the bed last night with her iPad, keeping me up, lights on. I'm like, oh, see, this is why I watched it during the day, and you're watching it in bed. She stayed up till 1:30 in the morning to watch the whole thing.
Is she putting AirPods in or something?
But the light was shining on me, light from the iPad. I had to put, a bunch of pillows in between us.
Right.
It's just kind of tilting, but it was just addicting. I love it.
Well, the next one I'm going to watch after, what is it, All or Nothing? Is that the?
Yeah, I think it's called All or Nothing.
That's right. Something like that.
That's the title.
I'm going to catch that, and my son says I just absolutely have to watch Peaky Blinders. So that'll be my next one on Netflix.
Jason would probably like that. Isn't that about British bookmakers, like from 100 years ago?
Yeah, I think it's right up your alley, Jason.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I think you're right. There's so much stuff I can watch. The Valhalla Murders is a new series out on Netflix.
What is that about? Is that a documentary?
No. It's just a
fiction.
An 8-episode series on like a serial killer in Iceland.
Right.
Well, that sounds silly. I'm going to have to check that out. put that in the queue. Yeah. Right? Let's do this.
It's all about what show are we going to binge watch next.
I know,
that's
sad.
What it's come to. There are no sports.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about Junkies Book Club, what books we're going to start reading next.
Yeah, so bad chance.
Go into your libraries and your offices and grab a volume or two.
Jason, if they pull off this Phil Tiger thing, would you watch? Would you order it?
I won't pay for it. If it's free, I'll watch it. I'm not going to pay for it.
I might even watch that.
How much was the last one? How much was the last one?
$20 maybe?
I think it was 20 bucks? 25 bucks?
Maybe 10 or 20.
They would donate it all to charity.
But they ended up doing it for free because they had technical difficulties.
Yeah, they gave it out for free.
Yeah, but I'm saying, at the beginning of the show today. If they did another one, they would donate it all to charity, right?
Oh, for sure.
They can't bag the money.
You can't have Phil Mickelson grab $10 million.
Right.
But... Oh, I would be all in. Even though Tiger's adult and has no personality and Phil's a weirdo, I would be all in because it'd be something.
Yeah. All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. You want to chime in with what you're doing during this coronavirus? It's only really been 15 days of the quarantine.
Well, yeah, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, buddy.
Get used to it, Richard.
Get settled in.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone number is always 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. So I made an attempt to jerry-rig the mic stand to hold the mic, but because we were having technical issues, Valdez and Drab were like, throw that thing like 15 feet away. We think it's causing issues. I don't know if that was the case or not, but I'm ordering some lighting, some real lighting, because
nice.
We're going to be here for the long haul.
Like, right.
I mean, this is going to be the bunker for however long this is going to take
You should see the lighting I have in here. I have five lights going on in here.
I know. I saw your setup on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, and I think it looks pretty good. I checked it out this morning on the replay of the thing. I think
the lighting
really
is improved.
Yeah, you look good.
Because I can tell that you now do have a couch behind you. I'm telling you, at first, it looked like a fireplace to me the way it was set up. To me,
that's stupid. I don't care what's behind me. I just want you to be able to see.
I understand. You know, I'm just saying that the lighting is better.
Yeah. Well, I've got five different lights. You can order for $100. You guys could get great LED lights. Two great LED lights.
Yeah, I think mine costs like $120 through Amazon.
And you'll look good.
Look good.
Yeah. I think you should consider it.
Because this face needs to be properly lit.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's all about soft lighting.
Yeah, it is soft. Yeah, not harsh lighting.
What has changed the most about you doing the show at home versus doing the show at the studio?
Easy for me. Coffee certainty. I have coffee certainty here, whereas at Entercom, a lot of coffee uncertainty. And Valdez can weigh in on that. It tilts you if you come into the break room and there are no beans in the machine,
right,
and you have to scramble.
You can't find cups.
Yeah, it was broken the other day.
Yeah.
And there haven't been cups in like a week and a half.
Yeah, so right. I have coffee certainty at my spot.
To me, it's that I'm actually having cereal every morning.
Yeah.
So I know that you're capable. We could do that. But I never have cereal at the station. I would always get some sort of a protein bar, and I'd pay for that, by the way. I'd pay about $3 for a tiny little protein bar, and that would be my breakfast. And then maybe later on, you know, that would usually be about 7 o'clock. Then later on, like 9, 9:30, I'd still be hungry, and I might get something else from Monumental Vending. But I'm not spending on the vending, and I'm pummeling a lot of cereal now.
Well, you're definitely saving money. I'm saving money, bunch of money on tolls.
That's
probably saving, this is just a rough estimate, $40 a week on tolls.
Right.
Wow. That's a lot.
$30 to $40.
Yeah.
Tolls and food.
And then tips.
Gas.
Valets. Gas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably in my car, you know, 80% less.
Oh, I should cancel my parking. Well, I'm paying $200 a month in parking.
Yeah, aren't you paying more than that?
You need to pump the brakes on that.
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, I got to take. What am I doing?
Yeah. Life leak. Hemorrhaging. Now, JP, that's what
it's a
doing.
Life leak, Kate.
JP, for me, it's not. Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah, I got to take. What am I doing?
Yeah. Life leak. Hemorrhaging.
Now, JP,
that's what
it's a
doing.
Life leak, Kate.
JP, for me, it's not actually during the show, but since I can get up later, I'm going to bed later.
Yeah.
Well, I actually am trapped because I have all these lights and everything. So I get up much less during the show. I basically sit here for 4 hours.
No, he meant waking up.
He's I know. I mean, I'm waking up, I guess, 45 minutes later. But is that really a big deal? I mean, maybe it is.
Driving thing, I think, is a big deal. Look, my wife works at a gym. Yeah. I can't imagine gyms being open anytime soon.
No.
So we're going to turn in this lease, and I may not get a new car until the world changes. We can get by with one.
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
Yeah, you don't need two cars.
Valdez, I wonder, you and Drabby, are the PGC guys, are they still there, or are they broadcasting from home now?
No, they're here.
They are.
Yeah, Sonny's here. I haven't seen Joe in a couple days, but I'm assuming he's over there.
I think Joe was jealous of your Comrex.
Oh, really?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Can those guys not get their hands on a Comrex?
No, they have their own version of a unit that's available for them.
They do.
Well, I talked to Joe on my last day there, which I believe was just this past Monday.
Right.
Joe told me that he actually preferred coming in.
Right.
Really?
Well, get you out of the house.
Home.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like you're putting yourselves at risk coming into work every day, or do you like just being out of the house?
Not at all.
I don't feel at risk at all.
No,
they don't come into contact with anybody. They drive in. They go the elevator up or take the stairs up. I am
jealous that you guys get to sleep in.
A little bit. There's only a few people here. I think the guys that are coming in, we like it. It's, you know, it's quiet. It's nice and relaxing.
No one bothers you.
Yeah.
An hour and a half every day is huge. Extra sleep, an hour and a half, that's a huge difference.
You're sleeping an extra hour and a half?
Well, I mean, I was getting up at 4 when we were going into the station, and I'm getting up around 5:25.
It is much more relaxed before and after the show, but I will say during the show, it's more stressful. It's much more stressful because you're troubleshooting stuff on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do a lot
of
adjusting.
It's like you guys are up on Hacksaw Ridge during the show every day. It's just craziness up there.
Hey, fellas, what's D.C. like when you drive in and you're leaving? What's it like? Is it ghost town?
Well, you won't believe that the hole in the earth right next door to us has 5,000 workers out there.
Really? Construction's still going on.
I just can't believe it.
Are they wearing masks? They're smoking and joking all day.
Yeah, they're high-fiving one another. Yeah. They're eating lunch together. They're all in line at the food truck and everything.
Yeah. Is the Gracias food truck still there?
It was last week. Yeah.
Graciela.
Coronavirus has not stopped construction.
Well, it's going to soon because the money's going to dry up.
I don't know.
Even in Maryland, where Hogan's been pretty aggressive, construction is good to go everywhere. Like there weren't even categories.
Well, they're going to allow it to continue, but the money is going to run out.
The money's going to run out, or the virus is going to rip through the entire crew, and then they won't be able to erect the building.
We all love Hogan, right? He's done a great – I think everybody, by and large, is thrilled with what he's done in the Maryland area.
Sure.
But even he said, I think it was yesterday or this weekend, either way, that we're 2 weeks away from New York. Like, we're just on that same trajectory.
Yep.
It's doubling like crazy. Which is just a horrifying, just horrifying thought. And by the way, I would suggest to Matt and Drabby, because I was listening to for some reason I still tune into Dr. Drew every once in a while because I'm trying to get some optimism.
Yeah.
And Drew thinks elevators are just
like an incubator.
Nightmare. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what
stay away from elevators. Like, you go in there, and they're just the aerosols everywhere. Everyone's touching all the buttons.
Nobody's using elevators.
Yeah, good.
We're on the second floor.
Yeah, I would walk up.
If you use an elevator, you're a loser.
I was using
the elevator.
I do every single day. Yeah.
No, don't use the elevators. But think about everyone that's living in condos downtown in D.C. and in New York. Are you kidding?
Do you know what I've noticed? Since Hogan basically shut down everything.
Yeah.
All Marylanders are crossing the border to Virginia to play golf because courses are still open.
Right.
And so every single person is driving 40, 50 minutes to go play golf in Virginia.
Yeah. Well, I know they have a lobbyist.
Yeah, I think they're losers.
That's pushing, and they're going to
calling me a loser.
No, the people driving from Maryland to Virginia.
Why?
They're dogs.
It's to do something.
It's desperate.
What are you going to do, sit inside all day? Come on.
Yeah.
Why?
That's what most of us are doing.
I think you're a loser if you sit inside all day. That's what I say.
It's like coyotes taking, you know, immigrants through the border of Texas.
So I let my son go skateboarding with his buddies, and I made him wear the mask. And he said he did, and his friends goofed on him. And then they went on a trail to go hiking, and he said there were a ton of people on the trail.
Yeah, the parks are packed, farmers markets packed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I kind of feel like it's hopeless to some extent, because even if you do everything, the Costcos are packed.
Well, I want to recommend everybody do what people are starting to do across the country. Make your own masks, because don't use any that the healthcare people need. Mm-hmm. And when you go out and about, protect yourself and protect others. So if you're going to go to the grocery, wear a mask. You could Google it. You can make your own, especially if you're lucky enough to be married to somebody that knows how to sew. They can put one together pretty quickly. That's what I highly recommend. And I think that's what the CDC is going to say to people as we slowly acclimate back to some sense of normalcy. They're going to recommend if you leave your house, even if you're healthy, if you think you're healthy, wear a mask. Because, again, the thing that's confounding about this whole thing is many of us are carrying this dumb virus and we don't even know it.
All right, I'm only semi-joking here. Would a Halloween mask help?
I don't know.
Probably would, right?
Here's the thing.
If it has a small mouth opening, it probably helps.
I think masks are going to be the new in thing. Like, when you see these celebrities wearing, like, Louis Vuitton masks and
right.
stuff, I think Nike's going to come out with it. I was telling my wife, I was trying to find a shirt where I could put the Nike swoosh in the middle of the, you know, just as kind of a goof.
Were you drab?
Well, I was just as a goof.
Right.
And I think Nike's going to come out with masks. I think Adidas will come out with their own mask. I think Vineyard Vines is going to come. Like, I think everyone's going to come out with their own mask, and it's going to be part of sort of culture for the
106.7 The Fan masks. Give
yes.
me away what the next appearance, whenever,
yes.
wherever that might be.
I think it's going to be part of fashion.
You have to have a budget for that.
That's true. It's a very good point.
Well, you could have a sponsor. You could have a BMW Fairfax mask. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a fashion accessory over the next year, year and a half. That's my prediction.
Peter Millar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goff nerd.
I'll wear a Peter Millar mask.
That's a high-end mask.
I really
right there.
Do hope that Hogan reconsiders the golf thing in Maryland, because it does give you a little respite. And I think there is a way you can do it safely. You're outside. You're only in groups of four.
Is tennis okay?
The problem, tennis is, I think, if you do it with your friend, your family.
But you're touching the ball.
If you're doing it with a friend, you're touching the ball.
Unless you, I don't know, you're wearing a glove.
Now, one guy told me that you just use one hand as your ball toucher hand, and then you never touch your face. And then, you know
but
what I mean?
You're going to touch your face because you're going to sweat and you're going
to
wipe sweat.
Well, you use your other hand to do that.
Well, who's going to think of that, though?
There's a great video of a Cornell doctor who says he's been terrified about all this. But as he's working in emergency rooms, he's working with COVID-19 patients all the time. But he says the data is basically in, and he understands that as long as he's protected when he's intubating and all this, and he's wearing a mask everywhere else, and as long as he's not touching his face, he goes, I know I'm not going to contract this disease. So touching your face is a massive, massive way that people are contracting this. So if we can all limit, if we can mask ourselves and stop touching our, the biggest thing about the mask is it reminds you to not touch your face.
Right. Keep your hands away. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing. So I'm trying to make masks cool.
should let people know they can still donate their car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible.
Purple.
Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're going to mix it up at 8 o'clock, talk a little Redskins with our man J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington, their latest edition, Ronald Darby, who will compete for a starting corner position, I guess, with Fabian Moreau and Kendall Fuller.
Very good. I actually read
that they're actually considering using Fuller on the outside, so he may not just be a slot corner. But mentioned this earlier in the show, you know, a lot of businesses are suffering. You immediately think of the restaurant and bar business. But our pal Chris Farley owns Pacers Running Store, and I was having a text conversation with him yesterday and thought it might be good to get the business side of things from Chris, who I believe joins us right now. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
What's up, fellas?
Life coach, man.
What's up?
How are you doing, buddy?
Christopher.
Oh, man. It's been a tough couple weeks.
I bet.
Life-changing tough couple weeks, but for everybody, you know?
Yeah,
so,
of course.
We're hanging in there.
How are you doing now, just in terms of, are you able to keep a few employees afloat? What's going on with you?
I've committed to my staff to try to keep everybody on board. We've committed to them at least through this next month.
Yeah.
You know, things can change, but our staff is just so crucial to everything we do that we've got about 90 employees between our events and our stores, and you know, they're everything. Anything that we can do is because of our staff. So we're trying to keep them on as long as we can. And so we're able to, you know, we're able to sell some shoes with curbside pickup. We're really doing a lot more online business. Our business is down. You know, it's down to 30% of what it was.
Right.
You know, and this is a busy time of year for us, and we've had to move races and cancel races, and there's no guarantee that those races are coming back. So it's an uneasy time here.
Yeah, have your landlords been pretty flexible in terms of, you know, paying your monthlies?
You know, and everybody's going through that. Not yet, but I mean, that's on the table. And you know, we've got six landlords, and some are flexible, some are good, and
some are just
not going to budge. But we just can't pay them. I mean, we don't have customers.
Right.
I mean, we can if I had a landlord for my online business, I'd pay them, but we don't. You know, so we're gonna do our best to you know, work through it with them, and but we just. There needs to be compromise on that side, and I have empathy for them because they've got bills, but we just can't pay them.
Right, because they owe on their mortgages or whatever they're paying.
Right, they owe notes to the banks too. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But
how do you see this playing out for not just your business, just in general? You can give us kind of that business perspective with Russ. restaurants, with bars, with other small businesses like yours. You know, Eric has talked about this for the last week or so. Malls were dying a slow death anyway. Is, like, what's that going to be like?
I mean, this is obviously a pivotal moment in history, and it's definitely a pivotal moment in retail and for businesses like ours and restaurants. You know, I do think that the strong businesses will survive and maybe come out of this stronger, but it's going to be a different landscape. I mean, completely. I mean, the consumer has, I think this is going to shift consumer behaviors, you know, to that this consumer is going to become a lot more savvy on the digital, digitally. And so they're going to shop differently, and, you know, maybe they're not going to go to restaurants as much now. And I think for our business, you know, we're able to pivot and do virtual fittings. So, you know, you can go to our site right now and you can, you know, Zoom with one of our employees, and we can watch you walk, we can watch you run just over Zoom, and we'll make recommendations and send you 3 pairs of shoes, send us 2 of them back. And so that's been effective for us, but it's been because we've been able to pivot. And if you can't, I think you're going to be in trouble. And I think there's going to be a lot of businesses that aren't going to be able to pivot. And you'll see, you know, just a whole different landscape when we're out of this thing.
Talking to Chris Farley, who runs Pacers Running Store, and I can feel the stress and pain in your voice.
Oh, yeah.
I know you, though. You probably feel good that more people seem to be running.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to be negative. That's just not me. You know, this sucks, but there is more people running than ever before. I mean, you just go out to a trail.
EP's running. You know. Bickle's running.
I know. It is. For us, the silver lining is that there are more people running than ever, and after this is through, they're going to probably continue to run because they're not going to have the same sort of options. And I feel so badly for all these boutique businesses, these boutique fitness operations, that I just don't know if people are going to pay $40 to $50 per session anymore to go and do a group fitness workout, but they are going to run.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, races may look totally different, and we're trying to pivot and we're trying to figure it out. You know, we have, thousands of people, you know, we had 2 races. JP was training for one of our marathons coming up. We were going to have 10,000 people in that race. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. I don't know if we're going to get 10,000 people in a race, which is a huge hit to us, but we're going to figure out how to service that customer somehow because they are running. So I feel very lucky, and I'm super positive. That's in my nature and for part of it, but I just feel super, super lucky that we are that Pacers is in this industry that you know, is going to continue on because so many people are actually running right now.
Chris, you're now in the era of the upsell. So if you're curbside bringing out Brooks or Mizuno's or somebody, I know you. You're going to try to get some features, some $14 socks on their feet.
Hey, buddy, those are higher margin items, buddy. You got to get them on. Inserts.
Got
to
do it.
Nutritionals. So we're trying to. Primarily we're selling shoes because that's what we do mostly. But absolutely, and that other stuff is gone. I mean, we've canceled all that. We have these future orders coming in. The only thing that we're selling really is shoes. But yes, to your point, we'll sell you it all. We've got it all in the stores.
Can you stagger the races in the future, like different stagger starting times? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's not 10,000 people at once? Like, I don't know, 50 people start at 8?
Well, we stagger the finishes for sure.
Well, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, and we've talked about that. I mean, it's actually a really good question. We've talked about a race instead of an 8 o'clock start, a 5:30 start, 6 o'clock start, 6:30, 7:30.
Yeah, exactly.
So logistically, it's incredibly challenging, but we're, yes. I mean,
you got to think outside the box.
Yeah. You've got to. You've got to. I mean, too big of a,
Farley, JP told us that the Hokas are called Ones Ones. They're not one ones. Is that correct?
It is. Yes. It's Hoka One One.
Yeah.
I think they're like a French company. I don't know if that's a French term or not, but yes.
Are they still hot? Because I actually see those shoes you sent me afterwards. What are they called? Cakes has been wearing them for a while.
The Richard Ons.
The Ons seem to be fire. Everyone's wearing those.
So Hoka 2 years ago was our biggest growing brand in the company. They're still hot. On was our last year, our biggest mover, biggest growing company. So, yes, both of those are red hot. And
yeah, but the Scott Brooks are still hot, too. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the Brooks likes are still our number ones. Yeah.
Yes.
But I do feel badly for our vendors. Our vendors, too, I'm good friends and partners with these guys. So and of course, everybody's affected. Every business is affected. Our vendor partners, you know, I was talking to one the other day, you know, they had to cancel off from their factories. They used to have the factories in China, but they're from their factories, you know, over 300,000 pairs. So these guys are canceling off and just taking a loss on all these shoes too at this point. So, you know, our vendor partners like Hoka, On, Brooks, you know, Mizuno, all these guys, they're just taking a huge hit too. And it's just, it affects everybody. So I have to keep that as our business is down, you know, 70%. I have to keep in mind, you know, everybody's somehow affected.
Well, Chris, thanks for giving us kind of the business perspective. If you want to support them, Pacers, Run Pacers on Twitter.
RunPacers.com. And keep this in mind. Like, I had three of you guys running before all this happened.
Yep.
I had Valdez run. I had Cakes. Cakes and I were meeting for runs.
I know.
And JP was running a marathon. I mean, man, and now that Eric's, this is the fact that Eric's running is incredible. But yes, runpacers.com. I can help you. If I got three of the junkies out there, I can help you. I promise you.
Right. Yes, he certainly can.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you, fellas. Best show on earth. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
I actually went running with my 10-year-old, the first time that she actually went running with me. And, of course, she didn't break a sweat.
Nice.
3 mile run, didn't even break a sweat.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I was drenched. I looked like I died.
Oh, 3 miles, and your boy over here is laboring. Of course.
Big time.
That's the way
big
it is.
Time.
All right, coming up next, we're going to turn to the Washington Redskins, who made another signing over the weekend, added a corner in Ronald Darby. JP Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington, joins us next on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.